A young woman named Elise Rivera felt a calling to religious life, and at the age of 22, joined the Notre Dame de la Compassion Sisters in Lyon, France. The year was 1913, and she became Sister Elizabeth. The order worked primarily with poor girls in need of education and training. She rose in the order and became Mother Superior. And then the Nazis invaded France, and Sister Elizabeth felt called to aid the resistance. She allowed the resistance to hide weapons and equipment inside the convent. She also allowed Jewish women to pretend to be nuns to avoid them being sent to their deaths in a concentration camp. Some of those women had children who needed protection as well, and Sister Elizabeth allowed their children to hide in the convent as well. For her activities, she reportedly had the blessing of the Cardinal of Lyon, Pierre-Marie Jeulle, who had publicly opposed and condemned the deportation of Jews to Nazi death camps. Cardinal Jeulle specifically instructed Catholic institutions to hide Jewish children. After his death, he was named righteous among the nations by Yad Vashem in 1981. Many times, Mother Elizabeth not only hid these mothers and their children, but helped them escape the Nazis by supplying them with false papers and arranging places to hide during their escape. Unfortunately, the Gestapo learned of some of her efforts and had her arrested on March 25, 1944, and eventually sent to the Ravensbrück concentration camp in Germany. Within the walls of that horrible place, Mother Elizabeth did all she could to support other prisoners spiritually and emotionally. In the frenzy that came with their imminent defeat, the Nazis sped up their efforts to kill as many as they could. On Good Friday, March 30th, 1945, a mother was ordered to be sent to the gas chamber, but Mother Elizabeth volunteered to take her place. She was killed in the gas chamber in order to protect another. Just a few weeks later, the war in Europe was over. On November 10th, 1945, Mother Elizabeth was awarded the French Croix de Guerre. She is only one example of numerous members of the French Catholic clergy who took insane risks in order to save the life of adults and children, regardless of their faith. Mother Elizabeth, pray for us.
May you be content with yourself, just this knowledge settle into your bones and allow